So I have here in the studio, I have the middle class, and they're going to play live for us. We're going to do an interview. First, I'm going to play a track that they brought in. This is called Where to Begin. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good, and I am joined by the middle class, and we are live. So let the cursing begin. All right. So let's just start by doing introductions. Who am I looking at?
This is Matt Doherty over here.
Yeah, Chad Christ.
I'm Clem Jeffries.
I'm Ben Morey.
And what do each of you play?
I play a little guitar, I guess, yeah.
That's Matt Doherty, plays guitar.
Yeah, it's Matt. I play guitar.
Chad play mandolin and bass.
I play
pots and pans.
I play the washboard, I play the trumpet, I play the bass, I'll play the harmonics, and sometimes I sing.
I play the guitar.
And the skin flute.
Yeah.
Very
That's
good
Ben.
At that one.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
And I understand, like, pretty much in every song, you guys all sing and all play. There's never, like, No.
That's Ben right. never Everybody sings. But ben. We don't never. Let him sing.
No, we,
I'm not allowed.
We took his license away.
Oh, yeah. Like, was there a period where he was,
A brief period.
For, like, the first...
One show?
The first... I think the first practice I was allowed to sing for a little bit, and then they're like, no. We both.
Well, as long as it was decided in a democratic
way. It was a group decision.
Cool. How long has the middle class been together as this group?
As this group with all of us? Only like maybe 6 months, if that. Huh?
January tops. I'd say middle of January.
Yeah. Matt and Ben and I, this is Clem, Matt and Ben and I been playing around for about 5 or 6 years
off
together.
Off and on for a long while.
Chad was kind of the final component that, you know, helped us.
Yeah, Chad came to one of our gigs when we were playing, just the three of us, and just after the gig was like, hey, you know, I can hear my harmony a little. I just started playing the mandolin, and we should get together and jam. And
I think there was more begging involved on Chad's show.
Yeah.
There was.
Did we pay him or did he pay us? I forgot what it was.
I paid you. Remember.
Yeah, right?
I remember he was crying.
So it's sort of like a musician picking up a band. You know, I could see myself in you, literally.
We got his number, you know, we thought it was cute. We were like, maybe we'll call him, but we'll wait 5 days. You know,
that's sweet. All right, well, why don't we go right into a live song, and then we will we'll talk some more about why you each picked up your instruments in the first place.
Do All I Want Is You to start out.
All right.
All right, you're listening to Is Good.
This.
My guest is the middle class.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Know you like it, horse, she's short and fast. You got a toothpaste-covered Gold Coast pass. Know you think that you're a clever girl. Why don't you stop on by my house
when you've been all around this whole world?
I've been rich and I have been poor. I've been on top and I've been on the floor. I've seen that sunset
in that ocean blue.
Makes me giggle at the end for some reason.
Pots pots and pans.
Alright, so let's start with a rather convoluted question. What is Americana? How is that different from country, from bluegrass? Because you guys use that to describe what you do. That's one of the words that you use anyway.
I think we chose that word because we like to steep ourselves in all forms of American music and kind of like find our roots again, you know. And I think and those roots are all over the place. You know, it's country, it's bluegrass, which was, you know, came out of country from a certain region, and it's like old time New Orleans jazz as much as it's like this thing that this blues riff that someone came up with. And hey, I heard this song on the radio that's like old time barnstorming rock and roll. And I think Americana is, you know, which you can trace all the way back to Ireland and stuff. But you know, it's all those forms of music. And our idea as a band is to explore these old traditional forms with new original material to make it kind of cool again for young people to dig and look into our own roots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel a responsibility to modernize the music or just create more of the music as it would have been back then when it was in its heyday?
I think it sort of takes its own life. You know, sometimes, you know, some of the stuff we do takes on a traditional sort of sound, and then other times I can't place the sound. I don't know necessarily how to describe it, what category to put it in. It's kind of its... I think each piece of work takes its own life, you know, and what that is going to be, we don't really necessarily know. Just kind of let it find itself, and
like
whatever it is, it is.
And exactly.
Yeah, you know, sometimes during live shows, I play the mandolin through all kinds of crazy effects, and it's just weird. Wah pedals and distortion and tremolo and all kinds of stuff. And just,
wow, so that's,
know,
yeah, that's something I never heard before. Yeah, like distortion and wah on a,
yeah,
on a mandolin.
Get all the feedback on in the mic.
Oh yeah,
we're all gonna go
it's
deaf.
Like ridiculous.
Sometimes.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah.
That's something I have to see at the end of a good blues country show is someone just smashing a mandolin.
And he's holding it up to like the speaker. You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty silly.
So was there any genesis to this group? Was there one person who had the idea and then met up with some other people and then it kind of ultimately developed into, you were saying it was three of you and now it's four. But was there one driving force behind the idea in the first place?
I think the only driving thing was that we kind of liked each other and we kind of started playing around the same time. Matt and I met in like an acting class a long time ago, like 6 years ago, and then we shortly met Ben after that, and we just kind of started.
Who was
out
just learning how to play the guitar?
Yeah,
we were all
just hanging out and playing, and found that we had similar interests as far as musically speaking. We actually come from different musical backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Mine's like blues and jazz kind of stuff, and. You know, everyone has their own kind of different thing, but we found a way to kind of meld all of it together, which is kind of cool.
Were you already familiar with the sort of Americana bluegrass tradition, or is this something that you're learning as being a part
really
of this group?
I never really even heard of Americana until recently, until someone kind of pointed me that way.
It's
and
a word.
Said,
yeah.
Someone actually said, that's what you guys are. And I said, well, I didn't know what
Yeah.
But that's how we met. The three of us met, we started playing, and then eventually that led into a few, you know, gigs here and there, and we really didn't find.
And plus, we never really had a drummer or like a bass, so I think we traditionally just kind of leaned toward that like country back porch feel because the fact that we didn't have any of those things, man.
So,
How has your experience been sort of entering the LA music scene? Is there a niche for this kind of music, or are you guys finding that you're kind of having to overcome, you know, maybe a stigma that comes with this kind of music? I mean, are you in competition with all the indie rock Silver Lake bands, or?
So far, I think everyone's been really receptive to music. Like, every time that we play, like, audiences that we never thought would kind of gravitate towards us, who would enjoy us, seem to like us, you know. I think there's definitely room for this kind of music out here in LA.
Yeah, I think people are open-minded enough here that they enjoy it. You know, we played a show where there was this punk. At the Whiskey,
yeah,
where there's punk death metal band after us, and it was hilarious because all these goth kids in black were
doing a hoedown.
They were doing a hoedown.
In a mosh pit.
They totally were.
So that must have been pretty validating then.
They
really
put
yeah.
a real big smile on my
they were
face.
Like,
man, yeah.
They were like really young kids, probably like 15, 16, 17. You
and
know,
they wanted to hate us so
they
bad.
All wanted to be our friends on MySpace.
But they couldn't. Yeah, but they ended up joining on MySpace and they enjoyed it. So that was fun. It was really fun.
What was the first time you guys played together as a group? What was that experience like?
Hollenbeck's,
yeah. That was a fun show. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. That was the one show that Ben was allowed to sing.
Yeah,
that was his last.
I think I might have tried.
I think you did.
I didn't think the vote against me was final yet, and I think I still
well, you just had such an overpowering voice, man, that we just couldn't compete. So,
I actually told him I said back off, and I think he meant that he should step back and scream louder.
And we're in this little room, right?
I meant to tell him to cut out, but he didn't.
It's not. Let's pick on. It's pick on Ben time, I guess.
Where are you guys playing around town now? You've been doing. You've had a regular gig going on, right?
Yeah, it's a regular deal, Pig and Whistle, and then we play Whiskey occasionally, and we just played M Bar. What else we got going on?
We're going to be playing this barbecue thing downtown.
The Rock and Roll Barbecue next Friday. We got the thing out in Antelope Valley on Monday.
Labor Day, big outdoor festival, Balloon Festival, 1 o'clock. What else we got going on?
We're doing an event for Northwestern University over at the Hotel Bar and Cafe. They're having like a thing there, and we're playing there on Sunday the 24th at like 2.
Those are all great venues, by the way. I mean, like, M Bar is such a cool, like, laid-back place, and that little room at the Pig and Whistle, I've seen, you know, there's so many different, like, random acts that
they go there a lot, man. We've seen a lot of different acts there, yeah. But it's cool because we go there almost every week, and so we've become like... Like, we'll go to dinner, you know, and it's like come to schedule.
And we start to gravitate towards certain performers. We've met some people that we really dig their stuff and starting to set shows up where they open for us, and we play a lot together, and we're starting to play on some other people's stuff. And it's been fun. It's been cool finding talent around town and sort of hooking on to them and doing shows together.
Do you feel that sort of a natural progression, sort of inadvertently creating a collective of like-minded musicians?
Ultimately we'd love to go on tour with a couple of these people and just do it, you know, just travel around, and because there's some good musicians around town, you know.
You know, and if you get a group of people together who are all talented, people are gonna want to hear it, you know. And like, so we're just finding people who we like and who we like being around and we like playing together, and they're talented, and we all try to build a night around that, I guess. That's what we're trying to do, at least.
Well, cool. Why don't we go into another live song?
Cool.
And then when we get back from that, I'll ask each of you what went wrong in your lives that made you want to get into music.
Oh, yeah.
This is Daredevil Jesus.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is The Middle Class.
Chasing daddy's will. Good Lord's coming, but we don't know when. Tired of living, better off dead. Scraped up knees and scrambled head. But Jesus wasn't no show and let daddy down again.
And daddy,
daddy, just let it go. Let it go. Son, you best stay close.
let it go, let it go. Something I'm meant to know, meant to know.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org, and my guest is The Middle Class. Yeah, so your MySpace page you guys just set up, myspace.com/themiddleclass2.
Uh-huh.
I know when you go into the middle class, it's like these two girls.
Yeah, well, you know? Was before the operation. Maybe.
Right, right. So you guys had to...
And we multiplied.
So now it's the middle class,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we cloned ourselves.
I see,
and
I see.
Sexes.
He's cute, right?
At the moment, is that your only web presence? Is there your new MySpace page?
Yeah, we're working on a new one, actually.
Yeah, well, it took us like a few months just to get a name that
Yeah, we went through six names before we actually came up with the middle
class. Tell me about that process. What were some of the other names, and why did you settle on the middle class?
The Resentments, the Hitchhikers.
The floorboards.
The floorboards.
What else?
Paid by the hour.
Paid by the hour.
Penny like money.
Penny like money.
Oh, that's a good one.
At one point, Chad was like drawing the thumb for the Hitchhikers. Yeah. We had like the licensing agreement and everything.
Then we found out there was some punk band in LA named the Hitchhikers, and we didn't want to.
It was like you could have had a rumble on the street with like pipes
rockers
and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what's the significance then of the name, the middle class?
Mm. We're all that's left, man.
Yeah.
You're all that's left of the middle class?
Yeah,
we're
what's left
of us, bro.
So is that...
You're either rich or poor at this point.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, I guess, you know, you could say that, like, yeah, it's vanishing, and I think that this kind of music, in a way, is vanishing, but it's always vanishing and being reborn, and you know, I don't know.
Well, I guess in its heyday, I mean, it was really Depression-era music. And it was songs about, you know, struggling to make it and everything, and... That's an obvious reality. That's good. The middle class is shrinking. It's been going on for a while. Do politics have anything to do with your music, with the writing of the music, or anything like that?
Yes.
Or do you kind of try to?
I used to write a lot of political tunes, and I see on your walls that there's a lot of stuff here. But we try to keep not too many. We have a couple, but you know, I mean, somebody else.
We don't want to get too political.
Yeah, we don't
want to
be a political band. You know,
we've all dabbled. Been writing a few songs that go that way, but you know, as artists, you know, it's nice to, you know, confront that and talk about it a little bit, but we don't want to sort of make it our main sort of issue. But yeah, there's a few around we got floating around.
What are some of the topics that seem to come up time and again in writing new Americana material,
as far as in that category?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
our
leaders not representing what the people are saying, you know. I mean, we kind of, I always, as a songwriter, try to look at those kind of facts as a, in a satirical way. You know, I think anytime you write a deal with a topic like that, it's best to approach it not directly. You know,
right?
You have to be really specific about it, and sometimes somewhat goofy, or like you got to cut the heart out. And like I wrote, you know, a silly songs and stuff. But I used to always just write that kind of stuff, but I somebody else say something.
Well, sure. In many ways, I mean, you're more likely to reach your audience with satire than with political commentary, which tends to shut people off.
I don't
want
to preach to people, man.
Right.
You know, we all know what the problem is, and we're trying to point at the solution. You know, if you don't have a solution, then keep your mouth shut, you know?
What about other things? Love songs, personal experiences.
Yeah, we got a lot of...
We got a few of those.
Yeah.
We got, you know, ballads, your more sort of traditional rock songs, you know, the folk stuff, the bluegrass, the blues. Really dabbling in a lot, you know, and trying... I don't know if it's trying to find a sound, but really just sort of jumping into everything and seeing what happens, yeah.
But you guys do a lot of traditional covers as well as original music?
We've never done any covers,
no covers?
So far, no. There's no shortage of material.
We all write.
Matt writes a lot. Clem writes a lot. I write a few, and we collaborate. Like that last one, Matt and I wrote together. You know, right now, Clem's been pumping out a few a week. I guess all in all, I mean, if we really looked at, we haven't even tried to play some of the stuff, but at least 50, 60 songs already.
Wow.
Yeah, and they just keep coming and coming, so. Why do covers when we have all this stuff that we want to do? You know, that we haven't even got a chance to play yet or really find, you know. So,
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of acts, especially if they're doing a style of music that's seated in history, they tend to do a lot of covers because right. that's an easy way to sort of get the audience mm-hmm. involved. Because sometimes I guess you maybe feel you kind of need to trick the audience into listening.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
you.
Sometimes.
So you got to do different things. What are some of the things that you guys do on stage you think that makes the show more than just the music?
Well, Clem takes all his clothes off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just you in your pots and pans.
Yes.
Hey, all he has on is the washboard.
His washboard stomach.
Dead sexy. That's right. Dead sexy.
What do we do to get the audience?
Well, you know, we're all actors first, so we are very aware that entertaining is kind of part of it. So we do have a lot of fun with each other and hopefully with the audience on stage, yeah. too.
You know, I don't know if we...
start with a couple of dramatic monologues.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Shakespeare.
Something by Ibsen.
Some classics.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we really actually do any of that. And I don't know if
no, usually it's like Clem, like, shut up, man. Let's just play. Let's play.
I hate bantering in between
yeah,
songs.
We just want to play, man. Yeah. We got so many songs, and we just, you know, want to play.
All right, well, let's talk about that then. Why, Matt, why do you want to play? When did you first pick up a guitar and decide that's how you're going to express yourself?
Well, my brother was playing guitar when I was a kid, and he's the real guitar player in our family, I guess. And he gave me a copy of Dylan's Biograph when I was like 14 or 15, and he slipped in this song, Visions of Joanna, and that did it for me. When I heard those words and that voice and who this guy was, and I'd never heard language used that way, I just wanted to be Bob Dylan. You know, it was just for a little while I was obsessed with that, you know, and I know everything about every song you could possibly think of.
And,
yeah, he's
chicken.
He's chicken. Yeah, that's so yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, that's what got me started. Then Dan taught me, my brother Dan taught me how to do the shaka, which took me years. You know.
What is that?
You know, when you chung chaka. When I learned how to do that, I was like, oh man, I could play guitar.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't gotten much better, you know. I still do the shaka.
That was the peak.
Plateaued.
I plateaued on that, but you know what? Fuck it, man. I don't need anything.
So just make sure his guitar mic is down.
Yeah, keep Matt out of it.
So when you write songs now, then so Dylan is still a major influence for you?
I can't help it. It's there, you know? I mean, it's as much as, you know, Woody Guthrie and everyone those guys stole from. I mean, that's what Americana music is. You know, you steep yourself in all the things that came before you, you know?
And then you steal it.
And then you steal it, you know?
Nice. Okay, what about the mandolin then?
I just started playing mandolin at the beginning of the year. My family bought this thing for me. It was a huge surprise, and it's great. It fits really good with these guys. And
and you played traditional guitar before that?
Yeah, I played guitars. And I played lap steel with these guys a little bit, and just kind of bouncing around, playing some bass, playing some lap steel. And like Matt, I was also a huge Dylan fan, you know, Tom Waits and Tim Buckley and Pentangle and all. I kind of have some obscure influences, but
yeah. Do you find you're able to bring those influences in with the mandolin, like maybe in a way that's different from someone who has always just played mandolin in
you know,
a country atmosphere?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I grew up on some bluegrass too, and though I don't feel like I play mandolin necessarily like a bluegrass mandolin player, probably because I don't know how, but but I'm finding ways to kind of just make it work, you know, add another sound with these guys. So
and,
see where it goes.
And Clem, when you first used pots and pans,
that was not too long ago, man.
Yeah,
he certainly doesn't use them to cook.
I picked instruments up pretty quickly. I've been playing. My first instrument was the trumpet when I was like 8 or 9 years old. I grew up in the Salvation Army, so I grew up like learning how to play all the brass instruments. My grandfather played guitar, and he and my grandmother sang. So they were probably my hugest influence. Along with my mother, because they had, you know, they're really great singers. I just picked up the pots and pans because we needed percussion,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing some bluegrass kind of stuff.
Keep us in time.
Just kind of keep. I'm kind of the Nazi timekeeper in a way, but no. But it kind of came quickly for me, man. It's actually a lot of fun.
So, do you see yourself as a percussionist, as someone who can just take any kind of instrument?
I've never seen myself as a percussionist, man. I think I'm faking it pretty good. I play a lot of other instruments, though, so they just kind of come quickly for me, and when I want to do something, I kind of apply myself, and it kind of works out.
Describe for me the washboard. What does it look like? It's kind of an interesting thing. It says the middle class on it. What Yeah, tell me what I'm looking at.
Well, it said the middle class. I mean, I had to sand it down and then I penciled that in. But it's just like an old washboard that you
it
know
is
that
a musical washboard.
It's a musical washboard, yes, but it looks identical to like.
So it's created specifically for musical play.
Yeah, and it's got like a little block on there, and I added my own pots and pans to, you know, give you like a cowbell and a cymbal
more
sound,
cowbell,
and use the spoons.
Cool.
Today we're doing backwards spoons.
Yeah, we got the
loud.
Handles of the spoons because we're in a small crowd. You know?
And Ben, tell me about your experience with the guitar and your dabbling in singing.
I started playing the guitar the last couple of months of my senior year of high school, and there's basically only one reason for me ever picking up a guitar, and it's two words. It was Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page.
What about girls?
That was a secondary, but...
How's that working out for you?
Not too good.
Oh, okay.
Mostly it was...
Sorry to hear that.
I don't want to talk about it right now. Mostly it was just Jimmy Page. I wanted to be Jimmy Page. I'd got a copy of Led Zeppelin 2 when I was like 14 or 15, and I fell in love with him, his playing, and just like my love affair with music kind of started with that. And then, so my senior year of high school, I got a old used guitar from the Guitar Center for like $150. A friend of mine went in halvesies, and so we actually would swap the guitar each week. Like,
did you just
say
halvesies?
I did say halvesies. That was, we'll forget that I said that.
Oh, no,
but
we
anyway,
won't.
All rock gods are
all right, leave them alone.
Stop.
But yeah, so we would switch off like every week, like who would have the guitar, and then, I don't know, eventually I got my own guitar and started taking it seriously, like... Started taking a couple of community college classes, and right now I'm actually working on my bachelor's degree in music and in jazz studies. I started Cal State Northridge on Tuesday.
And do you find that you're developing a guitar sound that's uniquely yours that you bring into the group?
No.
It's a trick question. There is no such thing. Why don't we go to... to the other track that you guys brought in.
Okay, cool.
And we'll come back from that and we'll go right into some live stuff.